federal opposition says university funding will be a major election issue. The federal education minister, Simon Birmingham, has confirmed the government is sticking with its plan to cut university funding, but Labor promises to increase higher education funding. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Senator Birmingham says the federal government needs to find savings from higher education.
The growth in higher education spending over the last 20 years or thereabouts has essentially gone at double the rate of the growth of the economy. So that's not, of course, a sustainable financial trajectory for higher education to continue on. So we have a financial challenge to meet.
On Sky News, he confirmed that from next year, the government intends to implement the university deregulation plan announced in the controversial 2014 budget.
We only ever said that we were deferring implementation of those reforms by 12 months. That is what's reflected in the mid-year economic update. That's been crystal clear ever since I made that announcement.
That means a 20% cut to government funding of universities.
That is recognising the fact that over the recent history, we've seen growth in spending on higher education run at twice the rate of the general economic growth. So there is a real financial sustainability problem there.
Cut.
We still certainly want to find savings in higher education. We know that we have to make sure that that is done in a way that doesn't stop universities from accessing the funding they need to be able to provide high-quality education, high-quality research and contribute to Australia's future, which is why this is not just a funding cut, it is a reform program.
Senator Birmingham says he'll keep negotiating on the form of the proposal so that it can eventually pass the Senate. Labor's spokesman Kim Carr says the government's deregulation plan means cutting $12 billion from the sector.
There is a ruse going on here. That is, the minister claims to be consulting about some new package while all the time maintaining a commitment to the existing policy. The hope is they can slide through the election without proper scrutiny and then come back after the election and claim a mandate to slash and burn our university system.
So Labor is giving a commitment that it will find that $12 billion that at this point is out of the budget.
Well, in fact, we're spending $14 billion over the same period of time. So Labor is committing to spending extra money in our universities to restore the budget cuts. And, of course, at the same time, the government's taking money away. We're saying that we could increase the number of students actually completing a university degree, and we can restore quality assurance to the university system by restoring the cuts that have occurred to the tertiary education regulator.
But how does Labor find that much money?
Well, we've already committed to finding that money, and we have said so by reducing taxation concessions, by making sure that people pay their fair share of tax, and by ensuring that we have taken steps on a range of matters now. So all of these costings have been put through the public of the budget office, and we know that they stand up.
Labor's higher education spokesman Kim Carr, ending that report from Louise Yaxley.